Visual artist Safwat Saleem likes to use satire, sometimes dark satire, in his work. He's a Pakistani-American who became a U.S. citizen last year, and as he watched the 2016 election unfold, his wit came out in a series of soliloquies that he's put onto paper in his new exhibition at Chandler's Vision Gallery. It's called Concerned But Powerless.
And even though he told his children not to lie, he gently tucked them into bed, saying, "Here, it doesn't matter what you look like or where your parents are from." Unable to stay silent, she made a Facebook post about how outraged she was. It received 8 likes. Watching the news that night, Abdullah was beginning to feel like maybe he didn't matter. He was probably right. So this one, it doesn't have much to say other than silent screams in parentheses. The cardamom tea was no longer cutting it, and she needed something way stronger to deal with the reality of being an immigrant.
That's Saleem reading some of the pieces that are on display in the show. In each piece, those cutting phrases are written above a collage of vintage imagery from the 1950s and 60s, mixed with Urdu writing and charcoal drawing. They're like reading entries from his journal, he told me, as he tried to process the feeling that so many of his generation expressed today. I met the artist at the Vision Gallery recently, and he gave me a tour of the show. We started standing in front of the first and largest piece in the exhibition, one that depicts a burning house and some words written in Urdu.
This is the biggest piece of the exhibit. And with this piece, it was not like a planned piece of the show. This kind of came at the end as I was working on the show. I don't know why, but I kept imagining a burning house over and over again as I was working on this. And it just had to be part of the show. It just somehow happened. Because most of the pieces in the show are collages and are much smaller, and they're not of this scale, and they have like a different kind of a tone to them. So this one, it kind of stands out, but also I feel that it starts off the show as something that I've been thinking a lot about these past 2 years.
So why start with the burning house? What does that represent here?
So I also used a lot of Urdu in my work, and so this one actually says jaun to jaun kahan, which like roughly translates to, if I go, where do I go? And I think that kind of reflects my sentiment for the past 2 years, that there's a big part of this country who does not see room for people like me. I'm a Muslim, I'm an immigrant, I'm originally from Pakistan, but I identify as a Pakistani American. I feel this is the only home I know of, so if I go, where do I go?
So let's talk about the themes behind this one. It's called Concerned But Powerless, and what were you trying to capture here?
I kind of feel like the title, like, it gives it away. There's no mystery with that. But so I started working on this show at the time when the elections were in full swing, when we knew who the nominees were. And I felt that there wasn't anybody who was speaking on behalf of people like me. So it kind of started off as like, here are some of my frustrations, and here are some of the issues that I feel that nobody is talking about. But then as it went along, it just got like more and more concerning how I was going, and I felt that I was kind of powerless to do anything about it. And at the time, I was also not a citizen. I went through my naturalization process this past year, 2017, also the year that I became a dad, so lots of transitions. It just became that my levels of concern, like being a father, in the environment that we are in America right now. I think it's reflected in the work. I look at it as basically journaling.
Let's keep going. What's next?
So this was the very first one that I made. When I made this one, I did not have a plan that I would have a series or like I would have a show. I just felt that no matter what kind of concerns you have, sure, you can go vote. I felt that at the end of the day, it might not make a difference. So this one says that despite the I voted sticker, she felt an emptiness that was difficult to reconcile. Good thing she had Pizza Hut on speed dial, because, I mean, like when I feel down, I eat pizza. It really helps. So.
And you use a lot of sort of satire and humor in your work, right? Why that approach?
Because I don't know what other approach would make me feel better about it at the end of the day. Because if I'm concerned about all of these issues, which are a lot of issues and it's a lot of concern, and I essentially feel like there isn't a whole lot that I can do easily or in the short term. I feel that what I can do in the short term is at least laugh about it a little bit.
What's next?
So all of the pieces are essentially based on text. So I wrote all of this stuff. So like, I'm not kidding that these are actual journal entries, that this is like kind of like journaling. So that part came first. where I worked on the language, and then I worked on the visual part of it, where I went through old ads, I went through old magazines and like advertising books, and so this whole idea of like making America great again, I went through magazines when America was apparently great, in the 50s or 60s or whenever, and you basically see the similar kind of people over and over again. Those were the people prevalent in media at the time.
You mentioned that the citizenship thing plays a role that I think is pretty clear, but how does the fact that you became a dad this year play into this show?
Being a father, especially in this environment, it just makes you feel concerned about so many things that you had never thought that you would ever be concerned about. I'm one of those like completely cliched fathers at this point. I was like, no, I'm an artist. I'll be so different from everybody. But no, I'm not at all. I'm one of those people who like wasn't even very sure that I wanted to have kids at one point. But now that I have a child, I feel all of this love in ways that I didn't even know was capable. I was like, I'm capable of loving someone or something so much. I had no idea. And out of that love comes all kinds of concerns. So obviously the biggest concern is that, so my child is the child of an immigrant, is the child of a Muslim father, and she has a Pakistani name. And when she grows up in this kind of an environment, what kind of an effect does it have on her? Does she ever get to feel like that this is her home? Or like me, will she always feel that I'm not sure that the people here accept me as much as I have accepted this place. So I want her to feel at home, because this is the only home she'll know, because she is growing up over here.
Last question I have for you. Concerned but powerless. I think that is a very common thing you're hearing from people probably of this generation right now, especially with the way that the world seems to be. I wonder if you're trying to tap into that, or if you're trying to further that message, and if you've gotten any feedback from people who are saying, that's how I feel.
Some of the feedback that I got is that it does give the impression that, oh yeah, I'm concerned about these things, but then it offers no hope in the end. It's like, oh, like, why are you such a downer about it? Can you offer us some hope? And this is something I have thought a lot about, and honestly, I don't think that I'm in a position to offer any hope, because I don't feel hope at this point. I think where I am in that stage where you're sad and then you listen to sad music for a while. So my sad music listening phase is not over yet. So once we're done with that, we're like, all right, how do we get through this? But getting through the environment that we're in, it's going to be a long, hard process. And I don't think that, at least at this point, I don't think that I'm able to wrap my head around like what it takes. So it's a reflection of where I am in my hope to downer cycle, I suppose.
Safwat Saleem, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
You can see Safwat Saleem's show, Concerned But Powerless, at Vision Gallery in downtown Chandler until March 2nd.